Bienvenue à la célébration de Noël des Chambelles, la chorale internationale de Chamonix. La situation sanitaire actuelle ne nous permet pas de nous réunir cette année, mais cela nous fait plaisir de partager avec vous ce moment convivial grâce à Globile Radio.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Chambelles Christmas Celebration. We know hundreds of you enjoy our normal festivities in Chamonix Église Réformée. This year, of course, we are doing things a little differently and are on Global Radio instead. So get comfy, sit back and smile. We are here to entertain, and we are the Chambelles.
Milk and Cookies for Santa by Kelly Roper. There's milk and cookies for Santa, and they look delicious to me. There are four on a plate on the mantel, and if I eat one, there'll still be three. Santa's quite a plump fellow. Looks like he eats well all year through. If I eat one more of those cookies, Santa will still have two. Those cookies have made my mouth dry, and now I need something to drink. That beer is still quite chilly. A few gulps will do it, I think. Those cookies were oh so tasty. I don't think my tummy's quite done. If I only eat one more cookie, surely Santa can get by with just one. That last cookie looks so lonely. He must miss his friends in my tummy. I'm not sure that I can resist him. No, I can't. And he's certainly yummy. Uh-oh, Santa's treats are all gone now. If I'm caught, I will be in big trouble. I need to beat feet from the scene of my crime and get back in bed on the double.
Everybody, welcome to A Chambelles Christmas here on Globule Radio. We know that everyone's disappointed not to be in the church, as are we, but we're here to entertain you, as always. So sit back, relax, smile. We are the Chambelles!
Joy for all ye nations rise, joy the joy. premier Noël. Dieu envoya l'ange Gabriel dans la ville de Nazareth, en Galilée, pour annoncer à une jeune fille, Marie, qu'elle serait la mère de Jésus. Marie était très douce, elle allait bientôt se marier. Son futur époux, Joseph, était charpentier et menuisier. Un jour, Marie reçut la visite de Gabriel, l'ange messager de Dieu. Il lui dit « Dieu t'a choisi pour être la mère de son fils Jésus ». Joseph, apprenant que Marie était enceinte, refusa de se marier. Un ange de Dieu lui apparut et le rassura. « Ne crains pas d'épouser Marie. Son enfant n'est pas le fils d'un père humain. Il est le fils de Dieu. » Joseph, soulagé, épousa Marie. La naissance de Jésus était proche. Marie et Joseph durent partir pour Bethléem, là où vécurent les ancêtres de Joseph. Chaque personne devait s'inscrire dans la ville d'origine de sa famille. Marie emporta des provisions et des vêtements préparés pour le bébé. Marie voyagea sur le dos d'un âne, mais le chemin fut long, très long. Quel soulagement quand ils aperçurent enfin les premières maisons de la ville. Marie et Joseph étaient épuisés. Marie sentait que leur bébé allait bientôt naître. Elle s'inquiéta, car il y avait beaucoup de monde et les auberges étaient toutes occupées. Ils parcoururent la ville entière, mais ne trouvèrent aucune chambre. Heureusement, un homme bon leur proposa son étable pour la nuit. C'est là qu'est né l'enfant Jésus. Marie l'enveloppa dans des langes. Elle le déposa dans une mangeoire remplie de paille. C'est la crèche. Aux alentours, des bergers attentifs veillaient sur leurs troupeaux de brebis. Soudain, au milieu de la nuit, une vive lumière éclaira le ciel. Les bergers, éblouis, étaient inquiets. Que se passait-il ? Alors des anges apparurent. « Ne craignez rien, nous apportons une bonne nouvelle. » Les anges annonçaient la naissance de Jésus, le Sauveur du monde, envoyé de Dieu. Les bergers partirent aussitôt à la recherche de l'enfant tant attendu. Devant Jésus, les bergers laissèrent éclater leur joie et rapportèrent à Marie et à Joseph le message qu'ils avaient reçu des anges. Les rois mages étaient des hommes riches et savants. Ils savaient qu'un jour un libérateur viendrait pour sauver le monde et qu'une étoile merveilleuse annoncerait sa naissance. Guidés par l'étoile, ils arrivèrent à Bethléem et se prosternèrent devant Jésus. Ils lui offrirent de l'or, le métal le plus précieux, de l'encens et de la myrrhe. Et c'est ainsi qu'on célébra le tout premier Noël.
Woo!
in the cold moonshine, a date palm, an olive, and a dark green pine. They whispered together, saw a light in the sky, paused, secrets forgotten, heard a new baby's cry. They stood in the yard near the child's manger bed. "What can we give him?" the gentle pine said. The olive gave oil to smooth his small feet. The palm promised dates, all sticky and sweet. "But what about me?" the poor pine tree cried. "I can't think of a thing. I've tried and I've tried." Hearing her cries, all the stars tumbled down to light up her branches like a bright golden crown. Then the pine tree stood tall so the baby could see on that first Christmas day his first Christmas tree.
Ho, ho, Buell Radio.
Little
is the season to be jolly. This Christmas, like this year, promises to be a little different from all the other times we've celebrated Christmas. The whole of humanity is living through a period of destabilizing uncertainty. What will happen next? We're not just uncertain about long-term things, but we're uncertain about day-to-day things. Will we have jobs? Will the ski lifts open? Will the kids be allowed back at school? All these questions. However, in all of this, there are anchors. There are realities that ground us, that hold us in place when everything seems rocky and unstable. There are still things that do not change. Nature doesn't change. The earth still turns and the stars still shine. The moon goes through her cycles and the seasons change with their beautiful regularity. There is hope as we approach the time of year when the days are going to get longer, when the light is coming. Christmas promises that there is light ahead and that the darkness will never overcome this light. We can be part of spreading the light. We can feel down, but not give in to despair. We can smile in hope and expectation of better things to come. And we can share this with those in our wonderful Chamonix community. We have each other, and we live in this beautiful place. And despite the unknown ahead, we can hold on to the truth that the light will overcome the darkness. Please enjoy this gift of singing, a little gift of hope and cheer from the Chambells.
Most families celebrate Christmas on the evening of December 24th with a feast, starting off with smoked salmon, oysters, foie gras, followed by a roast turkey or capon or duck, and its dressings, and of course topped off with the dessert of the traditional Yule log. The family then may go off to midnight mass before opening gifts brought by Father Christmas. There are countless legends about Christmas. The Yuletide season is glorified in songs and stories that stir the mind and touch the heart. The name itself means the Mass of Christ, and it is inevitable that most Christmas legends are touched with holiness. In America, Christmas includes Santa Claus, a combination of patron saint, good fellow, and gift giver. Saint Nick, his alternate name, was once Saint Nicholas, a 3rd century bishop, who because of his generosity was elevated to sainthood. On the night before Christmas, according to tradition, Santa Claus and his sleigh full of toys are whirled through the air by 8 reindeer who answer to such names as Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donder, and Blitzen. In Holland, St. Nicholas, Sinterklaas, is celebrated on December 5th, and after a day of skating, any child who hopes for a present must be sure to put his or her wooden shoes on the doorsill and fill them with hay for the saint's white horse. Dutch gifts are not enclosed in the brilliantly colored wrappings favored in other countries. Instead, they're camouflaged in all sorts of surprising manners. A fountain pen is concealed in a long roll, a coin is hidden in a potato, and a ring is stuck in the thumb of a glove. In Scandinavian countries, Yule benefactor is Tomte, an elfin creature who must be placated with a bowl of porridge left on the doorstep. The food soon disappears and is eaten by the Tomte, although there are a few skeptics who say it's the family cat. In Mexico, great preparations are made for the posadas. A legend is that the Holy Family were 9 days on the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem and rested 9 days on the way. Times. Accordingly, families in Mexico make processions from one house to another. They go from door to door, recalling the story there was no room at the inn, and they are refused admittance. At least there is a show of refusal, although the pilgrims are usually invited to stop for rest and refreshment on their way. It is at the 9th home, however, that they are welcomed not only with food and drink, but with singing and dancing and games that are not over until morning. In Italy, Epiphany, or Twelfth Night, is celebrated with the mysterious old woman called Befana, the name derived from Epiphany, who distributes gifts throughout the land. 12 days after the birth of Christ, January 6th, becomes Twelfth Night in England, where it is hailed with many games and much feasting. Legends about animals at Christmas are especially touching. It was told that on the night of Jesus' birth, it was the darkest ever known. But when the child was born, a great light spread across the skies. Dead black branches put out green leaves, blossoms and berries appeared on withered vines. Flowers never seen before sprang out of dry earth. At that moment, the cattle kneeled down in the stalls of a little manger. They spoke to each other. A cock crowed, "Christ is born!" And the animals whispered, "Let us all worship together." In Sweden, Christmas begins spectacularly at dawn as the oldest daughter gets up to serve coffee to the family still in bed. It is the manner of serving that makes the ceremony unique, for the girl, dressed in pure white, serves the coffee wearing a crown of 7 lighted candles on her head. And she is the Lucia bride, Lucia from Lucere to shine. Everything associated with Christmas is legendary. There is the holly, which as its name suggests, was holy. Wherever holly was hung, it drove away evil spirits and brought beauty into the house. Because its leaves remained green, it was considered a symbol of everlasting life. Holly was also sacred for another reason. The sharp pointed leaves were used for Christ's crown of thorns, and the berries were white until they were stained with his blood. Mistletoe, too, has a spiritual significance. While other plants are rooted in the earth, mistletoe grows in the air. When it is brought indoors, it bestows blessings and radiates love. People who kiss beneath it are assured of happiness throughout the coming year. The tradition of the Christmas tree came from Germany. There, it was a fir tree celebrated in the famous song O Tannenbaum. The idea of lighting the tree is said to have come from Martin Luther, who placed candles on the branches, suggesting that the Christ child had brought the light of love to mankind. It was in England that feudal lords learned to deck the halls with boughs of holly and hold festivals that lasted from Christmas to Twelfth Night. The entire countryside was invited, masters served their servants, guests arrived in masquerade costumes, and the gay proceedings were directed by a lord of misrule. This master of mirth had a retinue of revelers called the officers, who were dressed clownishly and rode around the halls on hobby horses, whipping up the fun. Finally, when their uproar was at its height, the Yule log would be brought in, the flames would leap, and musicians would strike up hosannas of praise, and the head cook would come in carrying the traditional boar's head, while his assistants followed bearing roast geese, meat pies, haunches of venison, huge sides of beef, sausages of every length, thickness, and pungency, and pastry after pastry. Christmas means many things, for it is a holy day as well as a holiday, a day of grace and gratitude. Most of all, it means joy and hope for the world, especially in our times.
Santa's favorite radio station. And let's not have too much smoke in those chimneys, kids.
We wanted to sing a bit more, but have run out of time, as always. I have to say a massive thank you to many people who have helped make this happen and also put so much time in to keep the Shambles up and running. There's too many people to mention. We're also very happy always to have new members along. We're a very fun choir. We like to enjoy ourselves. So check us out on www.shambels.org.
La chorale Les Chambelles vous remercie pour votre écoute et vous souhaite de très agréables fêtes de fin d'année.
Hello again. We wanted to sing more but ran out of Zoom time. A big thank you to the many people who have made today happen and worked hard to keep Chamonix's most fabulous ladies' choir up and running. We're always happy to have new members join, so check us out at chambal.org. Now, it's definitely time to put 2020 behind us, so see you in the spring. Merry Christmas! Now the children of Global Radio take the reins of Santa's sleigh on the Global Radio Christmas Morning Special.